Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Monday. Sabbath before Sinai. When Israelites wandered through the desert, and when they came to Mount Sinai, a very interesting story is told in the Bible. We read it in Exodus chapter 16. One day, the ground was covered with something new they had never seen before. And they asked, "Manhu?" This means, "What's this?" in their Hebrew language. "Manhu? Who? What's this?" And God said, "That's manna. It's for you to eat." And then they tasted it. "Oh, delicious food. Wow. But you had to be quick in the morning. If you waited too long, when the sun was hot, it melted, and like snow in the sun, tip, 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 disappeared into the ground. Gone. Not there anymore. So you had to be quick in the morning, collecting for the day what you wanted to eat." And there were some clever persons, they thought, "Well, I will collect the double amount. So next morning, when all the others are out working, I'm still in bed and sleeping. Have a fine day in the morning. And then I take my manna from yesterday, which I had already collected the day before, and I could sleep longer. I'm clever." And then, oh, it smelled, oh, a bad, bad, bad smelling. Oh, and worms came out of it. Ugly, you couldn't eat it. So better collecting each morning. But then an interesting proclamation came from the Word of God. We read it in Exodus 16, chapter 16, 20, verse 23. "And he said unto them, 'This is that which the Lord has said. Tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath. Unto the Lord. Bake that which you will bake today," on the day before the Sabbath, so on Friday, "and cease that you will cease, and that which remains over, lay up for you to be kept until the morning." And they laid it up till the morning, as Moses had said. And it did not stink, neither was there any worm therein. how can that be? If you collect on Tuesday, then it's bad and stinky on Wednesday. But when you collect it on Friday, it's fine on Sabbath. How can that be? How can you explain that in a natural way? It's impossible. There's a structure. 6 days from Sunday to Friday, you collect your manna. But when you collect the double amount on Friday, it will be fine on Sabbath. So in this way, God performed a structure that the people of Israel in the desert could find their way in a week with the day of rest, the holy Sabbath. God helped them to find out about this structure. 6 days of work, 7 day rest. 6 days of work, 7 day rest. And so it went on and on. They were trained in this structure, in this time program.